it's Mike Robb. Want some action? We got it for you, starting with Michael J. White, who's involved in a couple of different thriller franchises, but still takes time out every week for some Tyler Perry comedy. And then there's Christian Kane, from Leverage to The Librarians to a new film and the Nashville Country Music Stage as well. But don't you think he should be Wolverine? Let's get to the point.
This is The Point, The Point Radio. Get The Point Radio.
Ever since he first burst on the screen as Spawn, Michael J. White has given us some pretty badass action roles. And I was curious as to what brought him to these kind of movie parts in the first place.
Well, I mean, they're just a lot of fun. I can really apply all that I do in action roles. You know, I've been doing martial arts, and the action genre has always been about my favorite anyway. So I'm like a kid in a candy store.
So did he have some action hero role models?
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Really, guys back to where, like I'd say, Charles Bronson, Clint Eastwood, Arnold Schwarzenegger, even later Harrison Ford, to me, was like, exactly where I wanted to be.
Michael's newest project is Skin Trade, starring alongside Dolph Lundgren.
Well, I play a federal agent named Reed, and I'm with the Dolph Lundgren character, trying to track down the people behind this human trafficking situation. And we go deep in Bali to try to uncover this.
Michael's also involved in the Falcon Rising film franchise, and I ask him what's coming up there next.
Well, we're talking about Falcon winding up in another part of the world and taking down some bad guys in a part where you don't see very often. And we want to go to some really unique places and provide kind of a history lesson at the same time.
All right, so buckle up, because Michael's other day job is pretty much a hard left turn. He's part of the Tyler Perry TBS comedy called For Better or For Worse. Isn't that kind of a tough transition?
Not at all. See, what it is just about being who you are. I know I can easily be defined as the ass kicker if you watch these characters. It's all about different characters that I'm playing. And I really enjoy the fact that I play Marcus Williams, who's like comic relief in a movie, and movies like Black Dynamite, and people forget that, you know, I do this other thing. And, you know, with For Better or Worse, people totally accept me as Marcus Williams, who's, I mean, you know, we've just completed our fifth season of a sitcom. So, I mean, it's a cool thing to have these dual roles and personalities.
So we put all this together and asked the big question. If there's any role he'd like, any dream role he could create for himself and his career, what would it be?
Well, I think I would do the movie. I'd do a movie called The Paul Robeson Story.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that's a dream role for me.
He's a great actor. Absolutely a great actor.
Well, he's a great person. I think he inspired a lot of other great people. And there's a whole generation that doesn't know who he is.
Michael J. White, along with Dolph Lundgren, in Skin Trade in theaters on May 8th. And on the TBS comedy every week, Tyler Perry's For Better or For Worse.
The Point Radio.
Avengers in the theaters, free comic books on the way as well. And here's what's going on with pop culture. It's no big surprise, but Fox is planning a big screen sequel to their adaptation of the Kingsman Secret Service comic. The film picked up about $275 million worldwide, which is pretty good. $125 million of that was here in the U.S. No additional word from Fox as to when this film would be scheduled, though. NBC's new series with David Duchovny is breaking some real ground, especially when it comes to binge-watching. Aquarius will be made available all 13 episodes the day after the two-hour series premiere on the network. A lot of eyes are on this to see how it could affect future television watching. Legendary Dr. Seuss is coming to Netflix. Green Eggs and Ham will be an animated series planned for sometime over the next few years on the streaming service. Ellen DeGeneres is listed as executive producer. Also attached is Jared Stern from Wreck-It Ralph. Right now, the series is set to debut on Netflix in 2018. The Roots reboot is moving ahead in a big way. Right now, it's planned for a debut of 2016, and it'll simultaneously be on three cable networks, including the History Channel, A&E, and Lifetime. LeVar Burton from the original series is attached as executive producer. Sci-Fi has put an end to Helix. The series will not make it to season three. The series premiered to just under 2 million viewers, but dropped to about 560,000 during the second season. The final episode of the show aired in early April. Stan Lee is doing his memoirs, but this time in a graphic novel form. Amazing, Fantastic, Incredible, A Marvelous Memoir is Stan's new graphic novel. Look at his life. It'll hit stores in October this year. It's written by Stan along with Peter David, with art by Colleen Duran as well. It'll pretty much cover Stan's career from growing up as an impoverished child all the way through the Marvel rise in the 60s and beyond that as well. It's about 196 pages. Simon & Schuster is the publisher. It'll retail for just under $30 and again be in stores in October.
The Point.
It's been a busy year for actor Christian Kane, moving over from Leverage to the hit TNT series The Librarians, and now to the big screen with a new film called 50 to 1.
I read the script and I fell in love with it, and I actually called Jim Wilson myself. I wrote him an email and just said, you gotta let me be a part of this movie. It's Rocky, man. It really is. I mean, you know, there's been some horse movies before, you know, Secretary. No, the thing about those horses were supposed to win. You know what I mean? This was a gelding. It had no shot in winning. These cowboys that me and my dear friend, one of my dearest friends in the world, Skeet Ulrich, who we worked together on for Mr. Steven Spielberg on Into the West. We'd known each other for over 10 years, and we fell right into these two guys that were just the underdogs. And I tell you, it's always better to play the underdog, man. It's just so much fun. And it's also good to play a bad guy. These guys weren't the bad guys, but they were viewed as the bad guys. So anytime you get to step in a role where you're the underdog and, quote-unquote, the bad guy, it's so much fun. It's so much more interesting. And when you're doing it with one of your best friends, like Skeet Ulrich, just to me, it was a fun little dance we had.
Oddly enough, Christian's career is a little like a horse race. He's been heavily involved in music over the past few years. And when it comes neck and neck with acting, I ask him, who's winning?
Oh, man, well, I tell you, this morning, I'm actually in London right now, and we just did three shows out here back in the States, and so right now the music's in the lead, but come June 3rd, I start filming the second season of Librarian, so that horse will come around the corner.
So how far back did he get into music?
Well, I've always loved music, you know. I mean, I think any kid, and when they get to high school, they have to have music of some sort, no matter what you listen to pull you through, so I've always been a big fan of music. And then just ironically, man, I got my first job. Not a lot of people saw it, but it was one of my most important jobs. It was the first one. It was called Fame LA. It was kind of like Fame, you know, in New York, but they did it in Los Angeles, and I was hired as a comedian, and they said, well, you're not funny at all. So they said, what else can you do? And I sang them a couple notes, and they made me a singer on that show, and I kind of got forced into it, but in doing so, just really fell in love with playing and playing out and playing music for people, because not only was I the guy anymore that really gets inspired by other people's music, I was able to do that to other people, and that was one of the best gifts that I've ever received and given.
So how did he become the go-to guy for these action roles on TV?
Man, you know, I started off on a couple of shows that the character just happened to know how to fight. I guess people think when you're from the country, you know how to swing a punch. So those kind of like got incorporated in, and then you know I spent a couple of years on Angel, and with at the time one of my dearest friends, David Boreanaz, and
you know, Mike Massa is really responsible for a lot of that stuff. He was David Boreanaz's stunt double and was the fight choreographer, and he let me do all my own stuff on that show, and I just kind of fell in love with it. You know, and I was a wrestler in Oklahoma and spent a little bit of a brief period of time, you know, studying MMA and stuff like that, and John Rogers caught wind of that, who created the Leverage and the Librarians, and he wrote that role in the Leverage, of Elliot Spencer with me in mind. And Dean Devlin wasn't so sure. You know, he's like, well, you know. And then the first day of filming, there was a big fight scene where I fight four guys, and John Rogers looks over and goes, "That's why we hired him." So it just kind of stuck, man.
So am I the only one that thinks this way? Hugh Jackman hanging up the role of Wolverine, Christian Kane available? Why not?
I don't understand why not me. Well, I don't understand why not me is Gambit. But I think I'd make a great Wolverine. I've already kind of based. I mean, a lot of Elliot Spencer on Leverage was half Mr. T, half Wolverine. So
right.
I'm ready for the role, man. Just tell them to give me a call and I'll go ahead and fill in for you. I don't mind trying to fill those shoes. I think it's a perfect thing.
Ask Christian if there's anything you can tell us about the next season of The Librarians.
Man, I tell you, it's we had so many great guest stars last year. I mean, we had Alicia Witt, Bruce Campbell. I can't wait to see who shows up this year, but it's just going to be another fun season. You know, I think we'll with Noah no longer being on Fallen Skies, rumor has it that Noah's going to be around for a little bit more. It's always better when he's there, because he adds such a comedy element in the character arc to it. So I would just say it's going to be bigger and bolder, man. And we're going back in less than a month, and we're really looking to have fun this season. And you know, they were writing for four new characters last year, and this year we know the characters and the writers know the characters, so I can only imagine it's just going to be higher action, more suspense, and a lot more magic.
Catch Christian and his music in 50-1, available right now on digital HD, DVD, and video on demand. And the new season of The Librarians begins in a few months on TNT. That does it for right now, but before you head out to buy some Avengers tickets or maybe to Free Comic Book Day, stick a little post-it note there on the desk and remind yourself to be back here in a few days with websites like comicmix.com, michaeldavisworld.com, givethepointradio.com, and you'll also find us, of course, in the iTunes podcast directory as well. Keep up with us over the weekend on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under The Point Radio, and we'll see you right back here at the start of the week.
Get the-